A news report.
What is beauty? An often quoted expression is, beauty is only skin deep. In other words, someone can be beautiful on the outside, but be mean or unpleasant on the inside. Another famous saying is, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That is to say, each person's idea of beauty is different. But is it true that each person perceives beauty differently? Or does our social and cultural background influence our ideas about beauty? We turn to reporter Gwen Silva for the answer to this question.
It's said that beauty lies in the eye of the beholder, yet the opposite seems to be true. People within a culture usually have similar ideas about beauty. Numerous studies on beauty have had surprising results. These studies have shown that most people believe that average faces are the most beautiful faces. It was Judith Langlois, a professor of psychology at the University of Texas, who showed that most people think average-looking faces are beautiful. In addition, the research shows that a beautiful face is a symmetrical face. To put it another way, if both sides of the face are exactly the same, we consider a person beautiful. Extreme variations in symmetry are usually not considered beautiful, Langlois says, and may even be disturbing to observers. The latest research on facial beauty was completed by psychologists Pamela M. Pallett, Stephen Link, and Kang Lee. These researchers were interested in finding out if there was a relationship between the parts of the face that people considered to be most beautiful. So, in four separate experiments, the researchers asked university students to compare images of 12 faces. Each face was actually the same person, but there were different distances between the eyes and the mouth. After the experiments, the researchers discovered a golden ratio, the ideal distance between the eyes, the mouth, and the edge of the face. Faces were judged most beautiful when the distance between the eyes and the mouth was 36% of the length of the face. Not surprisingly, these measurements are exactly those of an average face. Scientists have also studied the role of beauty in the attraction between the sexes. In studies by psychologists Victor Johnston and David Parrott, men consistently preferred women with large eyes, full lips, and a small nose and chin. Think of classic beauties such as Elizabeth Taylor and Audrey Hepburn, or nowadays, Angelina Jolie or Halle Berry. This preference for big eyes and full lips is not random. According to anthropologist Don Simons, the brain tells men that full lips and big eyes equal health and the ability to produce healthy babies. It's an instinct that has evolved over 100,000 years, Simons believes. However, not everyone agrees. Anthropologists do not agree that there is one standard idea of beauty. Around the world, different cultures have different ideas about what constitutes beauty. For example, the Mayan people of Central America considered crossed eyes beautiful. A number of African tribes think scars make both men and women more beautiful. Among the Maori people of Australia, a woman is considered most beautiful when her lips are tattooed blue. It does appear, therefore, that the old saying is wrong. Beauty does not lie in the eye of the beholder. Well, at least not entirely. People from the same culture usually envision beauty in the same way, but there are many variations and many different types of beauty around the world. This has been Gwen Silva reporting.